Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
A show where we talk about all things drag, because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi... Why did I say that? Welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. It's like I've never done this before. Hi, besties. Welcome back to another week of Semi-Qualified Queens. I don't know where my brain's at. Anyways, we are back with another week of Season 15, Episode 400,800,000,000,000,000 of...
Oh, stop it. Episode 13. How are you, Juice? Your Wi-Fi isn't working. That's why your brain isn't working. You're a robot e-girl.
I have been trying to get my technology working for the past few hours before we started doing this, and it is just not. And I want to take a nap in traffic. But it's fine. But that aside, it's Cynthia's birthday-ish.
Yes. It's me. I'm feeling 30 wonderful. I'm not one of those people that's like weird about my age. I'm like, yeah, I'm 31. Whatever. Eat it. And
30 wonderful. I get it.
Got it. And I was in Toronto last week for Comic-Con with you, and we saw Disney on Ice, and that was my secret.
Have we not talked about that yet?
No, we lived it up last week. And I secretly thought that was like part of like my birthday festivities, like Disney on Ice. I was like Disney my Ice. Inner child. It was amazing. Highlight was when the whole audience went, "We don't talk about Bruno," and you looked at me with such sincerity. It startled me. But I had so much fun. And then, what else did we do? We did karaoke last night. Gia and I went to karaoke. Kendall couldn't join. And then Tommy was there, our manager. He sang some NSYNC. It's incredible.
Oh, how was that raspy voice?
Do you know what? He found his key. He found his boy band key. And it was ideal. It was perfect. No notes.
Love that for him.
I love that for him.
The funniest part about Disney on Ice, just to take a few steps back to that one, is...
Take it back. Disney on Ice. We went. It was amazing.
So Cynthia isn't a Disney girly. No. And as we all know, I am a little bit of a Disney girly. And she has never seen Encanto, which I will never forgive her for. It's so good.
I'm so sorry. I've looked at it. I have Kendall's Disney Plus password, and I've looked at it lately. I think I might actually put it on this week.
It's a very heartfelt, lovely movie. So the whole time we're watching the Encanto part of Disney on Ice, she is just staring off into space like, what
so is confused.
Happening?
So confused.
I mean, to be fair, the way they did that show was confusing. Like, even
beautiful,
I was like...
Though. Beautiful, though.
I liked the tricks that they did.
Oh, yeah, the Disney budget. That's what I said. I wanted those, like, smoke and mirror gimmicks where it's like, pyrotechnics. She's up in the air. She's swirling and petals are coming down from the ceiling. That's the Disney, like, budget that I love to see. It was beautiful.
Imagine
they did a great
to do
job.
A show where you came down on a floral swing.
That is goals. That is goals.
That would be beautiful.
And then fall to my death.
And that's how she dies. Very sateen and rouge. But you had a good birthday? Good?
I had a good birthday, and you also had a big week because, bitch, you put on a cat suit and you looked so good. Like I told you, we had this conversation. It was in private, but we were talking about cat suits, and you were so anti-cat suit. And I was like, I think you said it because of your height or something. Break this down because you looked so good.
Because of the weight that I gained in my midsection and because I don't pad anymore, I don't like thick wearing cats. Yeah, thick era, because I don't like wearing cat suits because I feel like it looks like I have a tire around the middle of me. But since I've lost a little bit of weight, I'm starting to trim down a little bit in my midsection. I was at a show this weekend. It was a Britney brunch where I did my makeup a little different. I did a Britney makeup. Could you tell? Yeah.
I think it was just overall vibe. I thought you just like, did you do more of like a smoky, tighter eye?
I did a downturned smoke. So I made, because she has a downturned eye.
She does.
And she only wears black smoke around her eye. So I did a downturned smoke and I even had my lash downturn a bit to kind of help pull the eye down. But it just felt so strange, you know, to like not have your regular makeup on.
Your face.
Like, I'm used to such a long wing. So to do such a round down, I felt like I was frowning the whole day.
I think my makeup is so inconsistent that there's just days where I inadvertently do that. And I'm like, okay, downturn today.
Downturn die today. But yeah, so I had this whole like Britney moment on. But anyways, back to the catsuit. I was there with Perla. Perla is an entertainer from Toronto. And she had a catsuit on. And it was really cool. And it had like shoulder pads. And it was like a pink sort of velvet. And I was like, would you make me one of those? And she was just like, well, would you want to try this one on? I'm sure it'll fit you. And I was just like, oh, there's no way. So I tried it on.
Four ways.
It was a four way. I tried it on. It fit me perfect. It looked incredible. And I said, I'll give you these two outfits if you give me this. And she went, deal.
So I got love it. Yeah. Oh my God. Great. And the shoulder pad, bitch, I told you, I think you like, you gave me like a questionable look when I said shoulder pad. And I was like, it takes it there.
I was a little worried with the shoulder pad. That I will say though, this catsuit has like a heel in it. Like what? She has it. So the heel is in the shoe and the shoe is half a size too small. Ooh. So when I wear it, it's a little like, but
please, these gays, they're trying to murder me.
That's how my foot feels, like very that energy, but it is pretty and I'm happy that I got it.
Your big toe is Jennifer Coolidge.
I wish I had a bang on for the Britney moment though. She's more of a bang kind of girl.
I feel so pussy with a bang.
A fringe bang, like a soft fringe bang.
Like in the Shine music video, that was like the
Shine.
Moment.
Done it.
But we're here, episode 13 of season 15. How you feeling, Juice? Should we dive in?
I'm feeling better because I actually watched this episode.
You like that?
I did not watch last week's, but you guys could never tell.
Sometimes we really do leave it to the end, right to the wire, and it's like, oh yeah, I guess we gotta watch this if we're gonna review
it. No, this one I fully watched. I watched Saturday morning, so I saw all of the spoilers when I woke up on Twitter and then just rolled over and watched it.
Love that. Yeah. I also watched it a little late, so I did know our results before I watched the episode, but we'll dive in, we'll talk about it. But top of the episode, last week the girls went wig loose in the Rusical, and we said goodbye to Selena Estiris, our tearful warrior, and she was pissed
post elimination.
So pissed.
I know she seems pissed, but she is giving me very like iconic for her post elimination tea because she just doesn't care.
I love
like
that.
She's just like, she's calling Ross Matthews a faggot. She's she's running up on, she's like talking about all the backstage tea, and I'm like, oh girl, yes, I know that feeling.
Yep.
So
she's here.
It's really funny. If you watched her at Roscoe's, she has a lot of fun moments at Roscoe's. If you want to watch, I've seen a lot of them on TikTok and they're very funny. So I'm just such a Selena Estiris fan that I'm kind of happy that she's kind of, I know she seems really mad, but she's just in her post-elimination feels and I'm living for it.
You have to be. Otherwise you didn't care. Like, she's just like processing it. You have to remember, when you're re-traumatized about something, you kind of like get double angry.
Yeah. And they kind of like, they were kind of fucking with her for a few episodes. Like, they put her in the bottom a lot for, like kind of when she shouldn't have been in the bottom sometimes.
Oh, yeah. There were times where she could have been safe. Middle. And instead
middle
they just...
pack safe.
They drilled they in. Put
her... Yeah, and they, I feel like they used her a lot for, like, lip syncs and stuff. So, like, her and Anitra, they're always throwing them in the bottom for lip syncs. And I was just like, anyways.
Then we get into a little bit of a tiff between Lux and Lucy. And Lux is coming for Lucy's drag, calling it generic. How do we feel about that? If someone said, Juice, if I said your drag is generic, what would you say to me?
If I was in a competition setting and someone called my drag generic, I would go so Southern Ontario, it would be stupid. Like, I would be swearing. I would get, like, that, like, Southern Ontario accent. And I would be called, right? I'd be just like, you're just a fucking ugly cunt. Like, I would just go for the gold. And I feel like Lucy kind of just like got even tighter in her anus the more she did that.
Not instead letting just, loose.
Like, yeah. Instead of like letting loose and kind of just like coming back at Lux being like, get fucked, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of just, it looked like she was even more like ree, 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 in her mind.
It's interesting because it makes it like easier to tease Lucy like that. Like, if she ever clapped back, I wouldn't do it as often, but it's like the fact that she's not saying anything and the fact that she says that this happens to her a lot in her life, I'm tempted to like coach Lucy here and be like, just say like, no bitch.
I have a feeling, and like, I come from a past where people, like, I've had a very similar things happen with Lucy, is where people feel like they can tease you, make fun of you, and take advantage of you because it's easy. You make it easy for them, right? You like take the bait when they give you, when they want you to have those big reactions, or they when they want to watch you sort of crack, you're always kind of taking the bait and cracking. So I get it. But the way that I deal with that now is like, I'm a hard out. Like, if someone treats me like that, I'm just like, oh, you're dead to me. You don't exist to me anymore, right? Like, I'm not going to take that kind of shit because you aren't a person who respects me. And if you say you respect me, you actually kind of don't. So that's sort of how I would go about it. But they're in a competition, right? So
You
that's
turn it up.
how you got to turn it up.
You
That's how
turn
you
it
play the
up.
game. So it's a lot different than real life. So it's kind of hard to say how, like, I would have dealt with it because I was fucking gone episode one. But yeah,
I like
makes for
it
great
though.
TV.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
gaggy.
That's
Things are
great
getting
TV.
gaggy, as Lux put it. But it's another day in the workroom. Rue gives the girls the mini challenge, which is a spill the tea game with Norvina from Anastasia Beverly Hills Cosmetics. She looks
Yeah.
like Trinity the Tuck. Trinity the Tuck.
I like how she's in full drag.
Full drag. Like, there's been times before where she almost dabbled, and then she came with a wig on, and now it's like a full, just like head to toe
Yeah.
performance look.
I
She
was
looked
like,
like
that's
Trinity.
something she could wear on the runway. She could dance with that. I was just like, she's got a wig
Compete
on.
on the runway.
Yeah, she could do a pageant, especially, and that face too. She looks a little pumped. So I was just like, she's a drag queen.
A little.
She's
We
a
loved it.
little.
And yeah, I honestly, this game was interesting to me. It's kind of just like, I don't know, like it's kind of fluffy. A lot of this episode was actually very fluffy for me. I feel like this episode was whipped cream.
Yeah, there was a lot of fluff, but it's again, it's the 90-minute episode when there's six of them or five of them left. Of course, it's going to be fluffy. You know,
Yeah,
they've got to fill the
yeah.
time. This is again where we needed the 60-minute episode and not the 90.
Tea. But the best question of this mini challenge was, which queen is going home next week? And everyone said Lucy,
Including
including
Lucy.
Lucy.
Look what
And
she knew. What
she
could she? They said,
knew.
who's the smartest? And everyone said Lucy. So, of course, she's going to be smart and be like, yeah, I'm going to go home. Right? Because
I
that's what they
feel
want.
bad for Lucy this episode. I feel like
Me
everyone
too.
at this point, everyone's just being like little assholes.
It felt like everyone was kind of being a dick, but then also it felt like production had it out for her too.
That's what I mean. Like everyone in the room, and it's just a team against her. Even like we'll dive into her edit, like at the end with her final message. But I just, yeah, this whole episode, I felt like she had like 17 targets on her. Just let her
Same.
live.
Yeah, it just was
Let
just like, because
loose.
she is a very good drag queen. And it
I
feels
think
like
she's
sometimes
great.
when they're so good, they want to watch them crumble.
Yeah, I know. But tell us, Juice, what is our maxi for the week? I want to know in your words, your
The
beautiful
maxi
words.
challenge this week is it's the makeover challenge, and we'll be making over teachers, which I really liked because I married a teacher, and I feel like he would actually enjoy this episode if he still watched Drag Race.
Aw, that's so cute. I love Mr. Box.
Yeah.
I have a lot of teachers in my family too. Giving back to the future. Children are our future. Teach them. But no, it's super cute. I love the idea of this being the makeover. Was it, I'm trying to think of the other things they've done in past seasons for makeover. I love when they did Queen Care, like the
Oh,
in
the
the
Queen's Care
UK,
people.
the Queen's Care
Yeah.
people, they did makeover them. Then you've seen like yeah, like a whole gamut. What was it on my season? It was kids who didn't get their prom because of COVID. So it was like their young 20s. But I
My
love
season was
seeing. Oh, go, yeah.
Rainbow
What was
Railroad.
yours?
My season was Rainbow Railroad Refugees.
Oh, well, there it is. That's the best one.
Yeah,
But
that was a good one.
so cute that we get to see teachers and some like cis women that can get into the drags as well. Because there's a huge part of the fan base that like obviously are teachers and women who love this show. So it's really fun to just see different demographics dipping into drag and the power and beauty of the art form. So let's dive in. I didn't really talk about who picked who because I just didn't write it. They were starting and I was like, you know what? I could like really like take down everyone's names and how it all
No.
went down. And then I just thought, no, I don't want
Want
to.
to? No, I think it mostly matters is that Lucy, it felt like Lucy was really playing a fair game. But somebody had to get something that wasn't going to be fully match them because I feel like she was going off of like energy, and wasn't going off of like how they looked.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think if she went off how they looked, it would have been a little bit different. But I think she was going off how these like women were coming off. That's at least how I thought she was doing it.
But what about her last choice for Lux?
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I felt like everybody else's energy matched the person, except the one, I feel like she probably wouldn't really match with a lot of the girls, like, or she would have to go with someone who would really pull that out of her. And she ended up just going up with Lux, and I felt like Lux was so gagged by it that she didn't end up even spending time with her. We didn't really find anything out about her until she was doing her makeup.
I know.
You know, and she was like, she had a queer family and that's why she was there and all this stuff. It was a really beautiful story, but it was like, she didn't ask any of those things until later.
Yeah, it's tricky, but I don't know, probably Lucy's a little plucked. Again, us cut to, you know, kind of defending her to where she's just having enough. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to mess with a little bit of the teams here. I think a little.
I don't think she did.
Oh, okay. Well, then it just kind of like system of elimination, like ended up that way.
Yeah, because I mean, just to talk about the women, it's just like none of them were bad to get. You could do something good with all of them, you know?
Truly, there were no brutal cases. Yeah. I guess no, exactly. It was really cute though. I love all the teachers' energies. They're just so positive and happy to be there. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. I think I would have wanted the art teacher. She had like a vibe.
Oh, I wanted the was she the one that Anitra had?
No, Mistress Miss Ting.
Oh, Miss Ting was fun. Miss Ting actually had Mistress put up her Amazon wish list, and a bunch of people bought all of her stuff for her classroom.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Shut up. That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Good on ya.
I would have wanted Anitra's girl. She was cunt.
Oh my god, she looked like a doll when she was all painted up, her little face with her big eyes.
But even like her like talking and stuff, I was like, oh, she's pussy. I would want her.
Do we want to dive into like the walkthroughs with Rue? Do we care about that? Or just like the rehearsals? Again, I was kind of just like, I was watching, I was observing, I mean, we had a podcast about it, but I wasn't feeling
it. I think the only standout part was when Sasha's girl said she wanted to emanate Laomi.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the only real standout moment for me. The other ones were kind of just like, yeah, they were fine. But that
Sasha
was when
fell to the floor.
Yeah, Sasha was just like, you know who that is.
You know her?
I haven't seen Laomi tweet about it yet, and Laomi's usually really on top of that stuff, so I haven't looked.
What? She hasn't responded and she's like literally called out?
I don't know. I haven't. Maybe Laomi just isn't showing up on my Twitter anymore, because I used to see her always tweeting about Drag Race or like tweeting, like kind of like subtweeting about stuff. And I always lived for them a little bit. But I haven't seen her tweet about this.
Twitter.
But maybe I just haven't seen it yet.
Side tangent. What's going on? Are they banning TikTok? Is this happening? Is TikTok being banned?
I dead ass. Oh, she retweeted it with just some hearts.
Oh, good. See, she got to it.
She got to it. So for those of you that haven't been watching, if you haven't been watching, you've been living under a rock. TikTok basically got brought to the Supreme Court in the States. So like the US TikTok. So I think if it was banned, I don't think it would be banned in Canada. I'm not sure.
As it stands at the moment, this is just the States.
This is just the US. And the fucking... Oh my god, the questions they were asking them, these people are so stupid, and these people literally run your country. Like, they were so dumb. Like, my entire TikTok feed is just parodies of the dumb questions they were asking, and some of them are verbatim. Like,
it's just like, simple things about Wi-Fi and...
Wi-Fi, and the one girl was just like, do you think that they treated these people poorly? And he's like, I'm literally from Singapore. Like, it was so xenophobic. Like, it was so bad. It was racist, xenophobic. Like, everything about it was just seeing him as an Asian man and immediately thinking he was some Chinese spy. Watching the whole thing, I was just like, this is so uncomfortable. Like,
it's so awkward. But but where does this boil down to a ban of this TikTok app? Is the government just saying like, F this noise?
I think what it comes down to is because they don't have their hand in TikTok. They have
they think it's a security breach. Like,
yeah, they have their hand in Instagram. Okay. They have it in Facebook. They have it in any other social media platform where they can control it. They can control the media that we consume, like all these things. But TikTok is the only free form piece of media that we can have a voice on, that we can express things and create social change. So obviously they don't want it. Totally. Obviously, they want to get rid of it because they can't control it. They can't say, like, oh, you know, like, I find out about bills that are being passed from TikTok, not from the news. Right? No, so totally. If they get rid of TikTok, then all of that information's gone. They're able to control the narrative again. It's just because they're scared. Same thing with
I was talking to a Gen Z yesterday, and she's like, I love TikTok. Like, it's the first thing I do when I'm, like, researching something. She'll, like, look it up on TikTok. And she's like, the video is the fastest way for me to learn how to do it. And it just, I think it's a generation thing. And it's interesting when you're saying this is the one that doesn't have, like, a mega corporation backing it as far as, like, capitalistic gain. It's very interesting.
Well, it's like the new Google. Like, I don't Google things anymore. I look it up on TikTok.
Fair. I don't know. Right? I'm still a Googler. I must admit. No, I love Google Maps. Be lost if I didn't have a Google Map.
But like, if I want to know how to do something,
Me and you are avoid highway girlies. We hate the highway.
I'll Google Map it, but like, but that's what I use TikTok for. But anyways, back to the episode. That was a tangent.
I wanted a tangent because literally I was like, what do I want to talk about right now? It's our pod. It's our podcast, SQ Cuties. The teachers were cute. They made them over. It was wholesome. It was fabulous. Sasha Cole was going to win. Sasha Cole was going to win this season.
Where were we?
They're doing rehearsals. Do you want to take a break?
Let's take a break, because then we're about to go to main stage.
I love that. Love your brain. SQ Cuties, we'll be back in a flash.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Wow, that was fun.
We're back, Juice. We did it.
We did it, and we are going to head right over to the main stage. RuPaul looking like Cher Horowitz, but like
in sequin.
Rocky in sequin.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was latex, and I didn't like it. And then I realized those were sequin, and I did like it. I don't know why the shift. I liked it in the sequin.
No, it looks great. I thought she looked awesome. Michelle's got her whole chest out, which I thought was fun.
Yeah, she's really into these like spandexy, like skin tight Skims wear. Like it's like, like it's squishing her.
Oh, and then we had Celebrity Drag Race alum. Oh my God, what's her name?
Her name is Hailey Kiyoko.
Hailey Kiyoko, what's she from?
She is a singer. I did, speaking of Google, have to use that search engine on her.
The Google.
She's like a singer, and I she obviously did, she wrote the song that they lip sync for their life too. It's got a beat. It's kind of like a down tempo pop song. I thought it was cool. Might play it. Keep it on rotation. And then the hilarious Ross Matthews.
Selena Estides' favorite person in the world.
Always just being sparkly and giggly, as one does on the panel. And our runway theme for this week, of course, because it's a makeover, is drag family resemblance.
First up, we had Sasha Colby and Ferocity Colby.
Ferocity.
And I thought the makeup was like, it was what kind of tied it in as like the family resemblance.
Totally.
And
nailed
the ponytail.
It. The natural I loved beauties. The fabric.
I wasn't a big fan of the padding though.
I
was crazy.
Okay. Bottom, like the booty, the Kim booty, here for the Ferocity's breastplate, I think fell or something over or around her natural bust, and it gave her, saggy boobies.
See, that's the thing is Ferocity's.
And that's not the look. I want them to be perky and excited.
No, see, I prefer Ferocity's because they look more natural.
Stop it.
And Sasha's look like they're at her chin.
Well, I want to meet in the middle. I think I think that's what's going on here. Or celebrate the natural bust that they both have. But the pads were fun too. Not to police a body shape. I just felt like their bust was moving around a bit. But you know what? I love Sasha. She loves a product placement. She's like, I'm not a pad girl, but you know what? If they're sponsoring the episode, I will trot over to the table and I will engage with the product. I was like, get that coin. She's smart. That's why we love Sasha. So we love her.
I thought they looked great. I just thought that the padding was like, I'm very much
the ponytails. I will always give you a 10 for a pony. Snatch the face, gives a little lift. The smoky eye, the big pigment, the earrings, the color. I thought they looked phenomenal. The only note was the breastplate on Ferocity.
Yeah, I would say. Next up, we
Ferocity.
Next up, we have Lucy LaDuca and La La LaDuca.
La La LaDuca.
Like, they look like literally just the exact same person.
I know. It's kind of like a clone machine has come out. I liked it. I will say, I feel bad for Lala. I think the dress should have had the print because the red satin looks like a lining or something. It's just a little too plain. Plain Jane for me.
Yeah, I can see that. It does look a little, like she, like, a, what's the right word? Like a second thought. Like an afterthought.
Yeah.
She looks a bit like an afterthought. Yeah. Because Lucy does look so put together.
The print has the dress. It just has more. It just like celebrates her waistline and everything. But I will say, I would love for Lucy LaDuca to pad me in her silhouette. I think that'd be so funny to see what she does. They were talking about their cup size in Dragon. H. I'd never heard that letter before.
What's wild though is that I never thought she padded that extreme because it matches, like it just matches her body shape so perfectly. Like, the proportions with her hair, her face, her shoulders, her breast, her waist, and her hips all kind of look so in proportion that I never knew it was that extreme.
No, it's so fun. I noticed right when it was Meet the Queens, I was like, this bitch pads. She pads in that classic way, and the hair and the hip, everything is like, it's a ton of work. It's also harder to travel with, so props to you. Props to you, mama.
It's like a whole other suitcase.
Exactly. I'm worried about the travel logistics. Next up, we have Mistress Isabel Brooks and Madame Thang.
Perfect.
Tens.
I love it.
Tens. I couldn't stop. Like, this was the one that I just... They did such a good job. I thought the doubling of the look, one in pale blue, one in black, it gives sister act. The way she painted Madame Thang, it's like, it's giving the most family resemblance. That's the category, folks. Like, it, to me, was just so fun to watch. And she felt beautiful. You could tell she was having so much fucking fun.
I think the funniest thing about the way she painted her is she painted her like she would paint someone ready to go to Continental. Like, she gave her that, like, back cunty. Of the room cunty face. And I just thought that was camp, because I was just like, how many girls have I seen go to a pageant with this exact same face on?
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah, I love it.
It's great. Yeah.
I love the highlight. I love how it's so centric, like, under eye forehead gets such a highlight treatment. It's like, it's like a light is on your face, like a spotlight. It's like very concentrated. I like it.
I love that.
I love it. I feel like we need theme music right now. Bam, 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 bam.
What about Lux Noir London and Asia Azul?
This, to me, again, comes down to the age-old question: is it fashion or is it skinny? When it comes to Lux.
It's skinny.
It's very skinny. I wish there was just a bit more construction in the garment versus, like, wrapped around and tied. But Lux does have the silhouette. So that, to me, I'm also just like, use it while you got it. Because, I mean, feeling 30 wonderful at the top of this episode. I don't know if I'm entering my thick era too. Okay, but the partnering here, Asia Azul. They just didn't talk to each other. They just, like, separate things. Separate places, times, and things.
Yeah, and I didn't understand the connection of, like, Asia has peach in her lining, so that ties it into mine, but there's none of Asia in Lux's. Like, where's the blue for Lux, aside from a little bit of blue in her eyeshadow, you know? It just very much feels like the Lux show. And yes. Asia just happens to be there when I think these makeover challenges, they have to showcase their guest and make it about them and kind of be the supporting act that blends in, you know?
Totally. It was the Lux show.
Yeah. It felt like she was like, I'm going to look so good and I can't wait for you to kind of be a nice accessory rather than the other way around.
It's gaggy.
No word bomb.
Yeah, I love how they kept doing Jennifer Coolidge references for Asia, because she really was giving Jennifer Coolidge cosplay. It really was.
Well, please, these gays, they're trying to murder me.
I hope that she thought that was funny, because some teachers could just be, you know, that this is, they don't do drag. So I hope that she enjoys being an internet meme.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to internet memedom, girly.
You did it. Have you been memed before?
No, I've been reaction imaged, but I've never been
love
memed.
That I think that I'm on that level too.
Yeah, I've never been memed. I don't think so. I can't remember anything. If I have, then I forgot.
Girl can dream, girl can meme.
Okay, and who's next? Anitra and Alexa in their arm foreskins.
In your arm foreskin. I wish the cat suits were mirrored of each other. Like, they technically did the same, aside from the arm foreskin. I just wish they mirrored each other, so when they walked side by side, it looked like pink in the middle when they were holding hands, and then, like, a perimeter of black. But they both had, like, black on one side.
It was the exact same.
Yeah, it was copied. It was cloned. It felt a little... That made it feel more off the rack versus... custom to the duet, like very Hunger Games, like walk out a design thing.
Yeah, I guess. No, I get that. I mean,
why are you being such a bitch? That was a really good point.
If there's one thing Anitra's going to do, it's going to be a bodysuit with just things put on top of it.
Wait,
know?
A cat suit that you can perform in from Anitra? What is going on? The I world is upside down.
That's really the energy
just
I'm
kidding.
Getting. Oh, look at the shoes she has on. Are you seeing the shoes? She's
I know
been
it,
wearing those big
It made her
heels.
Extra tall, which I thought was strange because it really did make her Alexa look even shorter because she's in a little flat stiletto. So I did think that was an interesting choice. But side note, I've been seeing more and more clips of Anitra performing in front of audiences. And she is just actually so good. She doesn't stop for a second. Every single move, it's like she is in the final edited version of a music video. It's crazy. I need to see her perform live.
No, I don't think I have anything coming up where she's in it, which is a bummer.
I will, like, go to an Anitra show because she's literally, the way she moves her hair, moves her body, everything in tandem, I'm fucking obsessed. Everything on TikTok, I just can't stop watching them.
She's
and then in
really
the background,
the
in the background, there was another drag queen watching her perform and she was feeling the same way. Like, you get mesmerized. She's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd go see one too. She seems really fun.
It's that Taekwondo.
What did you say? Aren't you glad we have longer episodes so now we can watch makeover contestants lip sync for no reason? Oh yeah, that was that didn't need to happen.
When it was going on, I was like, I was confused. I looked down for a second and I was like, oh, are all the girls lip syncing? I was like, this is gonna be awesome. And I was like, oh wait, it's the teachers. And they had fun up there. They had a good time up there.
Really happy for them, but that's something we could do off camera. Yeah.
That could get the camera.
We could chop it. It could just be a fun little thing just for the cast and crew to remember. I don't think we needed to watch that. But that's just me being like, wow, we don't need these 90-minute episodes. But that's fine.
Yeah, that could be like bonus clip material for like Twitter or their socials. Like a little something, a sprinkle bonus content. This said, main act, 90 minutes.
Done.
Who is your favorite lip sync?
I don't remember.
Tea.
I don't think I watched. I think I was on TikTok the whole time they did that.
I'd say Madame Thang if I was gonna like pick a teacher.
Right, I didn't watch, so I'm gonna go with Madame Thang too.
Jusica.
What? We just talked about how that part wasn't necessary.
I know. I know. I'm just trying to podcast.
No.
I'm sorry, your Wi-Fi isn't working, and you're being a little bitch.
Guys, I'm having a fucking day. I'm having a fucking day.
Oh my God, does Jackson do this to you on your other podcast? Is he a meanie to you? Or do you just come to semi-qualified queens to get bullied?
I don't know, dudes. I'm going through it.
You're like, I just want my Wi-Fi. Technology. I feel like, do you ever have that theory with technology where it's like, it can feel your energy? Like, if you want it to work, things like technology won't work? Do you ever have that
feeling?
That's how
I feel today.
Right?
Like, I'm worried that, like, we're going to be halfway through this podcast and my internet's just going to turn off. Yeah.
Well, I have good faith. And then, you know what? That's the thing about Riverside. We can pick it up where we leave off. But I have faith. I have faith.
Thank you, Riverside, for sponsoring this week's episode.
Boom. I wish. That was George Michael Faith. I started the guitar. Boom, doom, doom. Also, we have to do karaoke. Next time we're in the same city, I'm dragging you to a karaoke bar.
No, I don't like karaoke.
I had so much fun. It was so fun. They had good reverb. And you can change the key of the songs. You can, like, transpose them up or down.
I think it reminds me of when I was drinking. Because I used to do karaoke a lot when I was drinking.
Yes. So, and there's a lot of drunk people in those rooms, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that's why I'm kind of like, I've avoided it for so long. Because it just reminds me of, like, when I
was... It's not a sober sport.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a sober sport. Like, imagine a bunch of sober people sitting there trying to do karaoke.
Okay, but I do have to apologize for all my tangents. Okay, where are we? Where do we want to talk about this episode? The teachers, they lip sync. It was pleasurable.
Stupid. The next one we get to... I mean, we're just at the winners now. We make it right to the end, and our winner is Anitra. But do you agree that it should have been Anitra? I mean, I think they were all good. Like, I don't think anybody in this was, like, bombed it completely. Like, I feel like some, you know, when you see some makeover challenges and you're like, oh, they're the obvious bottoms. And then all of a sudden there's
rigor. When one's, it's the paint. Whenever someone really messes up the paint and they all, when the person just looks busted and you can't not see it, that's when it's extra like apparent. But you're right. Everyone's mug was amazing.
So I felt like a lot of people really wanted Sasha to take this one because of how good Ferocity looked.
Ferocity. Yeah. I can't stop saying it like that.
But I definitely agreed with the with Anitra taking it because of just how good, what was her name? Alexa looked. And I did like that they were just in two very well-made catsuits. I felt like they were the most cohesive.
But when it comes to sibling, like family resemblance, I got it from Mistress. I got it from them. Like, to be honest, with Madame Thang. I think they came out, even the way they like held the set at the end of the runway walk, they were my pick. I was shocked.
So the bottoms this week were Lucy and Lux. And I don't, like, I get Lux. I truly do. Because, like, remember we were saying she kind of, hers kind of sort of felt like a little bit like an afterthought and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess Lucy, because Anitra, Mistress, and Sasha were so good that who else is going to be down there?
No one really did a bad thing. No one actually screwed up. So it's like, I think it was good for production because they had their fight at the beginning of the episode, right?
And Lucy had all that, like, you get to pick the things. Everybody wants Lucy to go home. So it just made sense for Lucy to be in the bottom. It felt like Lucy would either have to win this challenge or be in the bottom. There's no safe for her in this.
I know. She was, like, walking on a tightrope. I felt so bad. Mm-hmm. The amount of times Ross told her to, like, put stones on that little shoe, I was like, okay. Like,
Ross
calm
Matthews
down.
And the fashion advice. Really, yeah. He's really getting the Jeffrey Boyer Chapman...
the villain edit, the judge villain.
Everyone's just like, what do you have to say about fashion? You wear sequin sweaters.
I know. Exactly. It's like, what's his point here? But this is when they're like, judge, say something bad to like show a crack that like Lucy's, you know, there's a reason to send her home. Even Michelle was like, I feel like you two weren't cohesive on the runway. What did you think? I kind of felt like they had a vibe.
No, I remember how we were saying that she was wearing like red and it wasn't fitted as much as Lucy's.
Oh, sorry, I worded that weird. They're acting, like their portrayal, like pulling face and stuff.
Well, I felt like Lucy was so uptight on her walk that it's hard to really connect with another person because she's just like a big smile and doll legs walking up. That
a little robot that, walking out.
Yeah, that like the effervescence that like Sasha had and like the choreo and big smiles that Anitra and Alexa had wasn't really coming across with Lucy's because Lucy was just like had her pageant smile on. And it almost felt like it was, like, it felt like her one eye was going to pop if, you know.
I wanted them to walk out like they do in Let Loose. That uppity step. I say Let Loose.
I mean, I would have preferred that. Yeah.
Right?
Deek, 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 deek. She looks like she has doll legs, like, now that I think about it.
I know. Deek, 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 deek. Our Patreon listeners.
Deek, deek, deek. What did you think of the lip sync?
Juice. When I watched this.
Lux ate her up.
Ate her up, but Lux had a very interesting performance style. I thought she was going to have more like, this is going to sound shady, but control. Like she really was almost like throwing herself around, which is like, it's energy. So I like that. I would rather her do that than like be too chill. But at certain points I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I think because she's so thin, it looks just like limbs moving.
Yeah, a little Bambi.
Yeah. I think if she was like a thicker, fuller girl, if she performed like that, it would there'd be more jiggle to it, so it would be like, ooh, that's so sexy. But I think because she is so thin, it sort of just looks like she's just a stick is going around. But it's I like her performance. I love the way that she I found she had very much star quality when she was performing. Like you could really, really see that she loved it. There was control in the uncontrol, if that's a way to kind of say it.
Yeah,
you know,
yep.
There was like you could tell she wasn't just flailing.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because she is like a skinny twink. Like it kind of looked like that. But I could see the control there. And she just ate Lucy up. She just ate her up. She did. There was no winning for Lucy in that one. I felt bad.
I felt like Lucy's strategy was like the stillness, the strength in stillness, but it just wasn't resonating in front of someone who's like in front of you kind of doing laps, right? Like, it's just like, there's the energetic style of performance, which we've always said kind of proves to the judges, like, I want to be here, versus that like stoic ballad approach where you almost feel like you're not doing enough.
You've got it. The only time I think that like stoic ballad moment is going to work is if you're doing like memories or like a ballad. Like, this wasn't a ballad at all.
It wasn't a ballad. It's kind of a cute song. It's kind of flirty. It's kind of, it's a pop, it's a down tempo pop song. So you should still like, get down.
And she went to do a cartwheel, but it was a very bad cartwheel.
And they did her dirty on the camera angle. You could like see the way she hard landed. I was like, ooh.
And for me, it was over when, and I don't mean this in a shady way. You guys know how I feel about knee drops. But when she fell to her knees, just slammed onto her knees, I was just like, why did you do that?
Is that how she landed from the cartwheel, or was that another time?
No, that was, it was right at the beginning. I think Lux had done like maybe a split or like a kick or something. And she just slammed onto her knees. And I'm just like, it never looks good. It never looks good. You could be the most talented person in the world, and when you jump up and slam onto your knees, it just looks bad.
You lose all respect. She loses
I hate
all
it.
Respect. You're like, now you're desperate.
If I'm in the audience and someone does that, I can't control my face. My face will immediately contort into like a, ugh.
You even started rubbing your knee in empathy. You're like, I'll never do that to you. I'll never do that to you, knee.
No, I did a spin onto my knee and it hurts.
Did it burn through like the fishnet?
It burned through the fishnet. Actually, I don't know if you can see it. No, you can't really. For our Patreon viewers, you can't really see it anymore. I was wearing a spike belt yesterday, and I
that
landed.
Was so fun. Where did you get that, by the way?
That belt is actually from Crimson, who won Painted by Raven on WoW Presents Plus.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she makes these like really cool like chokers and harnesses and waist harnesses and like thigh things, and they're all like different color leather. They've got spikes and buckles and everything. They're so well made. I'd actually bought it for a friend. And they recently quit drag. So they were like, do you want this back? And I was like, I do.
Yeah.
So they gave it back to me, and I was actually wearing their corset and their belt. And, but I landed on one of the spikes, and the spike went right into my finger. It didn't break any skin, but I think it might've like, it either like popped a vein or something underneath the skin. It was literally like blue and purple after I got off stage. It hurt so bad, and it was my second performance out of four for the day. So I was just like, oh, I gotta deal with this the rest of the day. It hurts so bad.
You iced it?
No, I was at a show.
Cold drink? Glass?
Juice? No, I just raw dogged.
Well, it looks better now. It doesn't look as fucked up now.
I can move my hand again. I couldn't move my finger yesterday, so I can move my hand again. But yeah. Anyways, but enough about my
fingers. Enough about juice fingering.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, just stop falling to your knees. If you are listening, if you are a drag queen, if you want to start performing, if you want to fall to your knees, do it gracefully. Don't just jump up and slam onto your knees. You're going to end up with knee problems.
That part, it's not worth it. Drag doesn't have healthcare.
No, it's not worth it. If you want to find a way to the ground, find a safe and graceful way to the ground. Don't just fall.
And Juice and I will be there applauding you, saying, good, good for your body.
Yes. Thank you for falling gracefully. Don't just slam onto the ground. If the stage makes a loud banging sound when you fall onto it, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. No, you gotta land. You gotta land softly.
So
don't slam on your knees. Don't slam on your knees.
So Lucy gets eliminated, unfortunately, because I feel like she was maybe the best sort of like quote unquote villain you could get this season. So she has been yeeted out. And is she fifth place?
Yes.
Great spot. Fifth yeet. Great spot to be. Always a fan favorite is fifth place. So that's a great place to be. And I think it's this weekend she's premiering a Let Loose remix with Jan and Lemon.
I'm so ready. So you know it's going to be a rap from Lemon and then some crazy riffs with Jan. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited to see it. I think it'll be fun.
Wait, this weekend. It's Sunday. Is it coming out like today?
I forget when they said. I thought it was literally supposed to be Friday, which kind of like clued me into like Lucy being eliminated, because they you always put out a song when you get eliminated. I don't think anything came out, so maybe it's this week. I know Andrew Barrett Cox produced it and added those two in.
Amazing. Called
it Andrew's Angels or something.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
I know, so that's really exciting. But so Lucy gets eliminated, and then there was some shady comments after she was eliminated, which I feel like people are taking a little too seriously, because you have to remember that production asks you these things.
They do, right? when you're sitting there. How are you feeling, Lucy? How did you think the other girls did, Lucy? And all these prompts. And in that moment, you're so in your feels where you're just like, well, I think I did better than that one that I saw that's still in on the main stage right now. Like, I feel like I did better than that.
They tell you have to explain everything you're feeling. You can't just be like, I'm fine. They'll be like, you have to give us more. So that's all prompted. But I
Why
loved
are
it.
You fine? Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I love how she was just like, those fucking sluts don't deserve to be here. I do. I was just like, oh, this is the best. I love Lucy.
No qualm. It's just, I did better. I am better. I don't know why I'm going home, because I did better. And I think Mistress just put a girl in a stretch dress, and I did more than that.
Meanwhile, Mistress, like, she looked the best. Like, they were
Came for Mistress. I was like, I just think she did a really good job.
I think she had like a thing against Mistress, because Mistress loves to poke fun. So I think she probably had
poke
like,
the bear.
Yeah, I think she definitely maybe was a little upset about like the way she was probably spoken to from Mistress's standpoint. But Mistress is just one of those girls that's always gonna kind of talk at you like that. Yeah. I actually feel like, if I knew Mistress personally and she didn't talk to me like that, I'd be like, oh, she hates me.
Cool take.
Yeah, that's what I would feel. I'd be like, if she doesn't respect me enough to want to read me, she doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know.
What about before, like, Drag Race, though? Like, this kind of girl in the scene. Would you be like, this girl's always reading me?
No, exactly that. If I was that girl in the scene, if she wasn't reading you, I'd be like, oh, she fucking hates me. She doesn't see me as a sister.
I know.
That's like classic old school kind of drag, but
old school.
I also started drag during Drag Race though, but not like big mainstream Drag Race. I started it with like season like Sharon season. That's when I started doing drag. Yeah. So
totally.
It was still Drag Race people, but it was still a little underground, not super mainstream.
That's our episode.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it was a bit of a filler episode, but it was cute.
So do we think we have two more episodes before the finale, or just two? Cute.
Yeah. The episode next week, we are getting a remix with all four of them of, I forget what song she's doing, but only three people are going to the finale.
Hey, I love a top three.
I know. I love a top four.
I'm okay with a top three. I don't know. I think that's cute.
I don't know if they're going to do a lip sync SmackDown, but if there's any season for a lip sync SmackDown, it's this.
I know, but I just feel like we get so, like, the lip sync SmackDown, did that start in season 9? Like, yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the SmackDown, I don't always need it.
My thing with the lip sync SmackDown is that I feel like it can change the game last minute.
Which scares me. I don't think that's fair.
No, that's what I like about it, because that's what we do. We are entertainers. We are here to perform, and you have to be a fully well-rounded entertainer. And in Drag Race, from episode 1 to episode 400, you are showing how well-rounded you are as an entertainer. So I think your last challenge should be, how entertaining are you?
I mean, that's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to be like, oh, I'm an incredible, amazing queen, and I'm so well-rounded, but I cannot hold an audience, but I can do everything else. It's like, oh, well,
You should really be able to.
Yeah.
I see that.
That's kind of where I see it. And plus, like, imagine a lip sync SmackDown with these four queens. Because it's not
spin
like...
Spin the wheel.
Not one of them can't not perform. They can all perform the house fucking down. Like, we would get a Lux and Anitra, or we would get like a Mistress Sasha lip sync. Like, it would be insane. But I hope they do like a last minute twist where it's like, you're all going to the finale, and then we get all four of them, because I don't think any one of them deserves to go home. I feel all four of them should be in the finale.
Bring back Marsha.
Oh my God, remember? Did you see her Footloose remix?
Oh, so good. She's just adorable. Yeah. The talent.
She's so talented. I felt like it was really auto-tuned for some reason though. She's such a good singer.
But sometimes we just love to give it that little like...
That little zhuzh.
Yep. Yeah.
I was like, but you're such a good singer. You're literally on Broadway stages.
Sometimes it's a producer's like style too. Like they like that's what they're like known for. I don't know. But I thought it looked good or sounded good, looked good.
I like the outfit. I love the outfit, the like stars and the denim.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very cute. But Juice, we did it.
We did it.
And the Wi-Fi lasted. It lasted the whole time. See? Yay. Yay. SQ Cuties, if you want to follow us on Instagram, do it. That's where we share new episodes links. It's Semi-Qualified Queens Pod. And on Twitter, it's SQQ Pod with the hashtag Semi-Qualified Questions. If you've got something to say.
And if you guys want to be on the pod, I know we didn't have any questions next week, but maybe we'll have some next week from you. You can go to www.com/speakpipe.com/sqqpod. Did you already say that?
No, you nailed it, Juicy, did it. We want to hear from you. If you've got thoughts, who do you think is going to win the competition? This would be a fun time to do feelers for the top four. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Or if you want to just pick our amazing brains, come say hi. Do a little recording.
Yeah,
Juice, who's left on our fantasy football league list?
So in mine, I have Sasha.
Work.
And in yours, you have Mistress, Anitra, and Lux.
But it's stacked. You're going to win.
I mean, I better, because all I have is Sasha left and you have everybody else. You literally have Anitra, Mistress, and Lux.
And
just have Sasha. I picked all early outs. I picked Sugar, Amethyst, Aura, Irene, Jax, and Malaysia. The only person who I had go to the end were Sasha and Lucy.
But I feel like it's Sasha. Like, I would be worried if it was anyone else. Like, any other queen, I'd be laughing. But the fact that you have Sasha, I'm like, you're still going to take it.
No, I would be shocked if Sasha didn't win.
What if Anitra takes it?
I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
I feel like there's something in the air. SQ Cuties, let us know your thoughts. Record in. I want to know. Until we'll next time, then. Cuties.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.